Today's Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Attention, everyone. The entertainment has arrived.
Finally.
They're here.
Hello, boys. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
It's on. It's on.
Turn up the volume.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Well, indeed we do. Good morning to you. It is September 4th. It is a Wednesday, which means hump day.
Ooh. Already.
There it is. I know. In fact, I did not realize it was said day until our show open started, and they said, good morning, it's Wednesday. And I'm like,
wow.
Look at that.
He started twirling his mustache like an old-timey bank robber.
Yeah, exactly.
He has some ladies tied up to a railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My big old top hat. One day, guys. One day. Monroe, how are you this morning?
I have headache.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And you're not great when you're not feeling well.
I feel bad for me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, then there it is.
Remember that, Jackson, last time? It was
which time?
Uh-huh. You're right.
Well, the last time I remember was the finger.
The finger was a lot.
The finger, and she really rode that train.
She did.
She rode that till the wheels fell off.
I'm still riding it. Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's true.
My
Every
husband's
day.
Like packing the trailer. Hey, can you bring me this? I'm like, my finger. It's so weak.
You're the
I can't
worst.
Lift anything.
You're such a monster.
Hero. Jackson, how are you?
Oh, so good.
All right. Excellent.
I've watched a lot. I don't know if you've ever seen the Scream TV series based off the movie.
MTV had it on at one point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, season 3 just dropped on Netflix, and I hadn't watched any of it, but I was like, well, I had nothing to do today.
Sure.
Turn on season 1, watched all of season 1 in one sitting.
Woo! You watched
it's
an entire
so good,
season?
Dude. Yeah.
We're going to talk about this later on this morning, actually, about binge watching, because I got a game I want to play with some. Yeah.
Ooh.
Because no one's better than Jackson when it comes to that. Monroe, this is for Tom, really, because I know Tom sends you these studies when they're done. I know you get these through email.
Is this a Diet Pepsi
it's
thing?
It's a Diet Pepsi
Come
one,
on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a drink.
I saw it, and I was like, you know what? It's not from me. I feel like I'm channeling my inner Tom on this one,
That's
yeah.
Fair.
New study by the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, reveals that drinking 2 diet drinks per day may increase the risk of early death. Mm. Scientists followed 450,000 participants in 10 countries, Monroe, before concluding that there is a link between artificial sweeteners and premature death. Researchers say the best course of action is to eliminate soft drinks from one's diet. I turn to you. Does this change your opinion in any way?
Does it tell you how many people stress kills?
It does not tell me how many people
stress. I guarantee
stress.
You the number's uh-huh. higher.
Right.
And without my Diet Pepsi,
uh-huh.
I will die way faster.
Ah.
Well, and here's my point on all of this.
Yes.
Monroe, honey, do you want to be 90?
No, I don't.
No one does.
I don't want my poor Ella. Ella. Uh-huh. You know, I had an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ella's going to have to show, like, oh, Mom, I can't keep doing this. I'm 70 now.
Yeah,
so.
But you're saving money to live to 90, so don't you want to live to 90? Like, you guys are hiding those pennies.
I am not saving money.
Got it.
My
on
husband,
anything ever.
My husband is Scrooge McDuck
uh-huh.
with his coins, you know?
Uh-huh, his little pool.
In a safe.
His little coin
but
vault.
I don't have access to that.
Oh.
I don't have that access code.
I see.
But she is. So here's the thing. She's just planning on outliving Tom. Then she can take all of his money, retire for the good part uh-huh. of her old years.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'll get 70, it one way or another.
I'll be fine.
I'm just biding my time.
Easy does it. Exactly. And you're riding the Diet Coke train. He's riding the stress train. So, you know, we're going to have our own little science
you know
experiment.
What? Yeah, the Wi-Fi is cooking his brain.
Yeah,
so I have a feeling it's going to go pretty fast.
I don't care. Cook it. Cook my brain. Keep my Wi-Fi on.
Jackson actually turns on extra Wi-Fi at night. It's the strangest thing.
We have multiple routers in our house.
So you really
so
do, actually.
Sure, we can make sure that we have a strong enough signal on every floor. So we've got a router on every floor.
All right, Monroe. Go ahead. Give us your pocket full of sunshine.
Well, this starts out to be a terrible story. So brace yourselves. I hope you're sitting down. There was a retirement center in D.C. for veterans called the Armed Forces Retirement Home. And last year, the bingo machine broke.
No!
Dude, like,
what kind of world is that?
One of the few joys.
What a nightmare.
So it's like a small billboard with big numbers, you know, on it that like light up. So it's easy to read. And not having it means that a lot of people like couldn't play. But it's a retirement home. It's a veteran retirement home. They can't afford to buy a new one, right?
Sure. Like,
so back in June, a 16-year-old named Sarah Nordlinger, she found out about it, and she decided she was going to raise money for a new machine for the veterans. She's with a group called Children of American Revolution, and she started a GoFundMe page to raise $8,000, including $6,000 for a new machine. A $6,000 bingo machine.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, if you have a $6,000 bingo machine, you're taking bingo pretty seriously.
I thought it was just one of those little drums that you turn around.
Yeah, right? Like, this is professional
bingo.
No, I
think it's like an automated machine.
Oh.
Listen. So you don't have to have a bingo caller.
Like the lottery? Like how like it pulls out just like
the
ball?
Yeah, or like Keno.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What I'm saying, though, is that if you want a $6,000 bingo machine, you call one Mr. Jackson Carter. I'll be your bingo machine. I'll crank that little wheel.
Right?
I'll entertain you with jokes and gaffes. Come on.
And old ladies love you.
Old ladies are obsessed with me.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be it's a great pairing.
So she wanted $6,000 for the new machine. She also wanted $2,000 for the retirement home's community garden.
Okay.
All right. So an extra $2,000. Well, in the first 2 months, she managed to raise $1,700. But last week, the Washington Post did a story about it. Now donations are pouring in. And the last we checked, it was up to $15,000.
Dang.
Now we're talking.
I know. So they're getting their new bingo machine. They're probably going to get some new tables, maybe some raffle prizes.
You never know.
They're going to have a good time.
Some tapioca pudding in there.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right, Jackson. So your showbiz beat, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, Louis Capaldi. You know him, you love him.
Yes.
He's everyone's favorite artist here on this show.
Absolutely. Not only does he have a great song, but also his Instagram is one of the best Instagram accounts to follow.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah. You guys are going to ruin it for me.
He's a riot.
Why, really?
He's the funniest person in the world.
Here's his song in case you don't know it.
This is the one we've been playing on mix.
It's called Someone You Loved.
He doesn't sound quite as personable as he is. Like in the song, right?
His voice does not match.
And you'd think this guy would be totally boring to hang out with.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the tea. That's exactly the story I'm about to get into. Louis Capaldi tells the BBC that it is way better to write music when you're sad. He says, when you're happy, you're just thinking about puppies and spaghetti. Just enjoying being happy.
Well,
you're not nitpicking at why you're happy, so it's more interesting to write about the things that make you sad because you can pick those apart. Those are deep, complex emotions.
Listen, we would not have Adele's 21, okay, without sadness.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Oh, don't I know it?
So good.
The best songs are the heartbreak songs.
Yeah. That album dropped after like one of my breakups right out of high school.
Oh.
Good breakup music. I don't know if you guys have experienced a breakup music since Adele hit the scene, but it is kiss your fingers, Italian style delicious.
Now, that being said, I guess you could say, well, Taylor Swift, her new album's
And that's true. It is all about love and being happy and getting over things. Don't. You know I cry.
No, Jackson, this is for you.
Lover.
Jackson cries. For his non-existent lover over this song.
I don't feel feelings very often, but something about this song makes me feel things, and I hate it. I love Taylor. She's great. Adele. Speaking of Adele, she bought two homes in the same Beverly Hills neighborhood. So listen to who else lives in this neighborhood. It's crazy. So Adele's got two houses.
Sure.
Jennifer Lawrence also lives there, which makes sense because Adele, Jennifer Lawrence, and Taylor Swift, they all kind of hang out. Nicole Kidman lives in this neighborhood. Penelope Cruz and Katy Perry. So now all these ladies are converging to create one big lady compound, and they're going to take over Hollywood.
Why two homes?
I don't know, man.
I was wondering if she was doing that for her ex.
Oh.
Like, so maybe they could...
Oh, so Simon can stay in one, and they can still co-parent?
Uh-huh.
That would be so sweet.
That's cool. I got that on my block right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a guy and then his ex-wife. They live right next door to each other.
Oh, I thought you meant Jen parked a fifth wheel out front so that you could go stay there.
No, Jen's informed me that I will live in the basement, pay my mortgage, and rent.
Oh, so that's what I've been. Yeah. So she's going to turn a profit on this.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
Good for her.
Don't worry about her.
Great business mind, that Jen Watkins. So over the weekend, a teenage fan was unable to attend the Jonas Brothers concert in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The reason is she's undergoing chemotherapy. She tweeted out, I'm supposed to be at your show, Jonas Brothers, but instead I'm across the street doing chemo. If y'all wanted to pop in, I'd give you my room. Seriously, though, I wish I was seeing the Jonas Brothers so bad. Well, the Jonas Brothers stopped on in.
Oh, yay!
Isn't that so cute?
Yeah.
So they stopped by. They hung out with her for a little while. They're like, sorry you couldn't make it to the show, but we want to just come by and thank you for being such a fan.
Yeah.
And then later they posted, thanks for inviting us. We saw your message and we just had to come over. Isn't that so cute?
I love that story.
I know. Joe Bros. So cute. And finally, Justin Bieber recently discovered that he is related to some other Canadian royalty.
Okay.
Including Ryan Gosling and Avril Lavigne.
Ah.
Not a lot of people in Canada, so it's easier to be related to famous Canadians.
Yeah, like is that a thing? You know how in Utah, if they say that if both of your families are from Utah, you should check because you're probably
related to
cousin.
Everyone that you're dating.
Oh, is that something
that's
that people say? Really?
Yeah. That's
I believe
thing.
That. Huh.
I wonder if that's how Canada is.
Oh, probably. Well, I wonder how many people are in Canada, because I'll bet it's not that many more than Utah.
Yeah, it's a lot of barren wasteland out there.
Mm. Exactly. You have your like two major cities, and then all the place where the moose lives.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's all that Canada is. And finally, a Los Angeles man is suing Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod because their SUV allegedly knocked him over in an alley last year. Now, I'm not going to try to say that first name because I'm sure it would be offensive, but his last name's Pereira. Pereira wants the celebrity couple to pay for his medical expenses and damages. He says J-Lo and A-Rod drove off without even checking on him. So they gave him the old, I know what you did last summer treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And peaced out
just
of
go,
there.
Go, 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 go.
Get out, get out, get out.
Here's the thing. Why are you hanging out in alleys anyway? All right. You're the creepy guy hanging out in the alley.
I just wonder if there's any proof.
How fast are you going in an alley? You know, did they just bump him and like?
Maybe they're flying through though. They're getting away from the paparazzi.
Oh, you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta.
He walks out, have himself a smoke. He's walking out of like some business and out the back door. All of a sudden the car hits him. They turn around, they roll down the window. They see him and they go, shh. And they just drive off.
Well,
that's not what happened.
I think that might be what happened. But the thing is, if you're driving through alleyways, you have to remember that's scary guy territory. That's where we let scary guys be.
Right. If you see someone in an alley, you turn and walk the other way.
Because that's their territory.
Survival 101.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you're flying through there in a car, you're probably going to hit a scary guy.
Well, and do this earth a favor. One less scary guy hanging out in alley.
That's Monroe at B-Way Media.
All right, send all hate mail directly there.
The scary guy union is very upset now.
Oh, the scary guy. Listen, the scary guys have all gotten together. It's just in time for Halloween. Right. They're having their big annual meetings.
Of course, yeah.
And you're going to talk trash on them like that? On this show? You realize we work with a scary guy, right? Look at him.
What's up? I'm going to go report back.
As the show biz
beat. All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Hey, Monroe, how does one purchase a calendar that's not of said this year or next year?
How does one sell one? Okay, have you ever bought a calendar and just looked at the year? Like, no, if it's for sale.
I would assume it's this year or next year.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that would be my...
Have you ever...
No, where were you at to even...
Amazon.
You bought a...
I got internet failed.
You bought an old calendar on
Amazon? I bought not only an old calendar. I bought... And also, I emailed Sandy City, too. Because I was writing a soccer schedule on it.
No.
Like, all of his games and stuff.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, all these dates are wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so I emailed them. I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on. Who did your calendar? But your dates are off.
Oh, honey.
So instead of fact-checking,
that's so embarrassing.
You just went right for it.
Yeah, and then I started doing Ella's dance schedule, and then I was like, wait, they're wrong too?
You're like, what's wrong with this world? Everyone has their dates wrong.
So then I flip back to the front page of the calendar, and I'm like, 2018? It's completely, completely expired. It's a completely expired calendar.
Useless.
There's
calendar.
Not even 1 month on there that I could use.
Well, yeah, that's not how calendars work.
If only.
Yeah, so then I had to email Sandy City like, oh, never mind.
My bad.
I bought a 2018 calendar.
Oh, man. You know they printed that email out.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. That's over in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got interneted so hard.
Oh, that stinks. Mm-hmm. I've bought one before trying to buy the next year's. You know, like in October, I'll buy like 2020 or whatever.
Yeah.
But it'll turn out to be 2019. And I'm like, great. I get this for a month,
yeah.
You know, but I've never
so handy.
I've never had one that's completely gone or wasted before. So,
yeah, it's I don't know.
Okay,
Ella was stoked though because she was like, "I'll use it."
You do have one old calendar.
Which one?
My sexy calendar.
Oh, that's true.
That one's several years old, and yet he displays it proudly.
Traumatized my children with it.
Yeah.
Dude, I've only been interneted, though, twice in my life.
This is where you purchase something, and it turns out not to be what?
Yeah. The internet fail thing or whatever. Yeah. So there's that. And then the other one was, remember my jacket?
I do.
It looked so cute on the model. Oh, my gosh. The brown jacket. It was like a little shrug, and she was working it, and it looked cute on her.
I remember
her.
That jacket.
And then I put it on and it looked like I beat up Yoda and took his
I thought it was a great jacket.
It looked like a Jedi robe.
It looked like you were doing a little cosplay, but besides that, I thought it was fine.
And it looked like it was the size of Yoda's actual
that
robe.
That too.
Like,
I gotta be honest, when he wore it though, I just thought that was the style. I thought it was supposed to go above the navel.
Yeah, you could have tricked me.
I was like, huh. Yesterday, I don't think we ever got to this news story, but Labor Day weekend was kind of the end of the summer movie season, and it was a bad year for movies. Mm-hmm. Outside of a few big ones, it was considered a flop of a year. The box office was down a few percent. Like a shocker, I
we
would
missed
say.
Projections.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what we did. So I thought we'd play a game called Name the Blockbuster Flop.
All right.
Now, not all of these are from this year. I'll tell you that right now. They're from the last 2 years. I have three movies. And I will say, since they're flops, they're difficult.
Probably won't know them.
You might.
Okay.
I try to leave in names, character names that might stand out to you.
Yeah, but it was a lot of franchises this year, and I don't know a lot of franchises.
Okay, well, this is going to go great then.
Yeah.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to play a clip from the blockbuster flop. Shout your name if you know it. Once you're called upon, then go ahead and... That way we don't have any confusion
okay,
with this game.
Okay, got it, yes. Got it, got it.
So again, Monroe, how do you buzz in if you know the answer?
You just say your name.
You say your name.
Your name.
Your name.
Your
That's
name.
Are you ready for your first blockbuster flop?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Everything you care about.
Save it. Don't do this.
Monroe.
Monroe.
Is that X-Men Dark Phoenix?
That is exactly correct.
Wow. Wow. That is, who's that actor's name? I don't even know. He's the Scottish actor, though.
Magneto?
Super hot.
Isn't that who it is?
Yeah, super hot.
That was a wow. Okay, then.
All right.
Listen, you got a sexy accent, and you're a shirtless man in a movie.
Monroe knows who you are.
I know you.
Did anyone ever see X-Men Dark Phoenix
never.
In this room?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Neither.
I've never seen an X-Men movie start to finish. I've seen I've seen large chunks of several of them.
Do you consider the Wolverine franchise to be part of the X-Men?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Here we go. Here's your next blockbuster flop.
Listen up. Pay attention. We're hitting Paul.
This one's harder.
We're hitting Paul?
Paul?
Paul.
Paul?
We're hitting Paul.
What a Paul.
We're hitting Paul. Whatever
what did Paul ever do to you?
He was a snitch for one.
Oh.
Yeah.
We hitting Paul.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Could you play it one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. I can play it. Sure.
Listen up. Pay attention. We're hitting Paul.
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 I don't know who Paul is. I don't know who's talking. I don't know this movie.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Gotti.
Oh, dang it.
That was a flop.
That was a flop. It got a zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you see that? And his new one also did really bad. John Travolta.
He needs to hang up the hat.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that he had a new movie coming out.
That's why he was at the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No clue.
Well, he messed it up again, so...
Yeah, he did.
Wait, how are we supposed to remember?
Here's your last one. Name the blockbuster flop.
Why don't you die already?
Let the little boy go.
That's not how this story ends, Mitch.
Oh, wow. That sounds like terrible acting.
Oh, it is.
It's got to be...
Who's Mitch?
I got to...
Really?
I would say maybe it's got to be like the Peter Jackson one. Like one that we didn't see, obviously, because it's a flop. Mortal Engines?
No, that's not that. I wanted to see that, too. You guys should know this one. We have fought about this one.
Play
on
it. Die Hard.
Play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Why don't you die already?
Let the little boy go.
Oh, the Rock. Skyscraper.
I'm sorry?
It's the Rock. Uh-huh. Skyscraper. Oh. It's the Rock. It's the Rock.
Oh.
Dwayne
The
Rock Johnson.
It's Fast and the Furious something or other.
Oh, Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. No? All right. Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Baywatch. The worst movie ever made.
First of all, I thought it was hilarious.
First of all, I thought we were playing with movies from this year.
I said no.
He said 20. Yeah, he said 2 years.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. That's my bad. I was not paying attention.
Speaking of a flop.
Business as usual.
This game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jackson, you brought up at the beginning of your show this morning that you binged an entire season of something yesterday.
Oh, so good.
What?
I love watching TV.
Yeah.
So MTV has a Scream TV series. And I rolled my eyes at it. I'm like, first of all, it's on MTV. I'm not watching anything on MTV. They're the Jersey Shore people.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, like, it's based off of a slasher. So slashers, I just feel like you can't do a long form story around a slasher. Yeah. Slashers are 90 minutes. And they happen real fast, and everyone's dead, and that's the end.
I felt that way when they got to Scream 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, we could have ended at 1.
You're dragging it out. Let me tell you, this show is so good.
Really?
It is so good. And you know what? In the first episode, in like the first 10 minutes, they acknowledge, they're just like, well, no one would watch a slasher TV series.
Okay.
Because slashers are supposed to burn fast and hot. They're not supposed to be for long-form storytelling. And they do such a good job.
Same characters, storytelling. Like, do you have Sidney Prescott?
No, okay. I think they're. I mean, they're in the same universe, but it's a whole different story.
Is there the Ghostface killer?
Not the traditional Ghostface.
Oh,
face.
Really?
But I also think it might be an anthology. I didn't start season 2 yet.
Gotcha.
I think it's going to be an anthology where every season is different, and it's just based off of the slasher genre.
Okay.
Or I could be wrong on that. But let me tell you something. I watched all 10 episodes yesterday, and it was amazing.
Here's what I'm
so
shocked
good.
About. Jackson's in his mid-20s. Uh-huh. And that's the show that
late
you... Late 20s. Late 20s,
I was going to say, come on.
That was being nice. He's in his late 20s. And I'm shocked you chose an MTV show to binge watch. They're not made for you now. You are past the MTV generation.
No one is more shocked than me.
Okay.
So you're preaching to the choir here. But I also like garbage like that. It's very Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know you're really into that.
Also, John, who are you? You watch The Descendants, okay? And you're not getting him for watching
you
an
not
MTV
that
series?
Demo.
We did watch The Descendants. We watched all three this weekend. Fantastic.
Cute.
Yeah. No, but here's what I'm thinking I want you to text us right now. The last show you binged, okay? We're talking 3 or more episodes in a... What do we want to...
A binge is...
3 more in 1 day?
Couple hours?
I'm going to say 4 episodes.
You finished a season in a week?
Yeah.
Just okay,
whatever,
something like that.
Whatever you consider a binge.
I want to hear from you the last show you binged, but then, in your text, tell us how old you are. Because I'm going to read the show... to both Jackson and Monroe, and we're going to see if they can figure out how old you are by just the show that you binged. Like, Monroe, what was the last show you binged?
The Office. I'm still binging.
The Office.
I'm trying. It's 9 seasons.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah, so Michael just announced that he's going to go to Colorado.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at.
You have a whole new world to get into with The Office then if you're at that spot. So,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think if that's age appropriate for you, The Office. I kind of think it is. Now, you're watching it for the first time. Most people would be binging it for the second time. Mm-hmm. Like when Jen and I watch it just because.
Yeah, the second time.
Or the
Not
ninth
Not the ninth.
Time. Exactly. We binged outside of Descendants this weekend. I'm a big fan of Hawaii Life.
What?
Hawaii Life on the HGTV.
You can
sit there on their app and watch a bunch of episodes. I find them relaxing.
What do they do?
It's a bunch of people who just want to move to Hawaii, and they just find houses, and you realize you can never afford to live in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so relaxing.
It can be done.
It can be done. You're right. But these houses they're looking at are $1 million+. Mm. And, like, it's funny because every single one of them, they're both like a... One's like a tech guy usually, and the other person's a Pilates instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like,
I hand paint ornamental butterflies.
Exactly. And you're like,
yeah,
what?
Something stupid.
All right. I got a few texts. So, Orange is the New Black. Someone just binged Orange is the New Black.
Oh.
How old is the person who binged that show?
I'm going to say 29.
29.
Ooh, I'm going to say 33.
33.
Price is Right rules.
Absolutely. You go over, you're under, but it doesn't matter because Jackson hit it with 29 exactly.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope you're not like 16 watching Orange is the New Black.
Let's see. Working Moms and Mindhunter.
I just heard about
both of those.
Okay. Dude, Girls in the Office.
Are they watching that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they are.
Which
both
one?
Of those. Both.
Both.
Yeah, they both recommended those to me.
Working Moms and Mindhunter. So think about that.
I'm going to say 38.
38.
Oh, wow. You went over, I feel. I'm going to say 30 on the nose.
Now, we are playing Price is Right.
Okay,
rules.
35.
34 is the age.
Jackson
with 30.
We're both like, wait.
Hold on.
What does that mean?
We change our minds. We change our minds.
So here's one from Jonathan saying Netflix. The show is called Hyperdrive. It's a car racing competition on an obstacle course. Real life drivers drifting and crashing into pylons. Mm. I watched the trailer for this. It looks really good. How old do you think Jonathan is?
Man, that's some real dude stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just some dude
I
stuff.
I know.
31.
31. Monroe.
I'm going to go 21.
21.
Oh, wow.
Actual age, 28. Monroe.
Yeah. I'm
Great
on
work.
The board.
Great
yes,
work.
You did it, Monroe. Another Working Moms. So Working Moms and The Good Place this time are two.
Oh, The Good Place.
Oh,
interesting two to put together.
I love A Good Place. Monroe, you're first.
34.
34. Jackson.
I'm going to go with 28.
Both winning over at 25 is what we were looking for on that.
That's fair.
Our first Stranger Things binge watch. I've been waiting for this. I thought we might get one. Stranger Things. How old do you think the average viewer is of a...
Well, the average viewer is young.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the real question
Everyone's watching that show.
How old are our listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm confused.
Sure.
You're thinking about it too much, man.
I'm going to be safe here
and
just
gut.
Go 31.
31.
25.
35. Jackson with the
Whoa!
Point again. Jackson doing well.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, you're good at the age game. I'm terrible at it. That's because
I base everything off of how old I am. I'm like, yeah, that sounds older than me.
What about Dark Crystal? Because that's the
new...
You're the one that's never seen it.
I'm the one who's never seen it, yeah. In fact, last night, Liam's like, that looks scary. I'm like, you're right. Let's not watch it.
No. You have to watch the movie first. You have to watch the movie first. Will you just do it for me? Please. I don't ask you for a
you
whole
really
lot.
You really don't. It's true.
I just want you to just watch it.
Is it good?
I love it. It's Jim Henson. It's puppets.
Okay.
Not the series, just the movie.
The movie first?
Yeah, just 90 minutes, man.
All right. I'll watch it this weekend.
Okay.
Dark Crystal, the series, though. Someone just binged it. How old do you think this person is?
You're
Jack
up first,
Monroe?
Monroe.
Go ahead.
Let's go 30.
30.
Oh, see, I'm going to go younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 25.
27. Jackson again. Man.
I'm glad of this game.
Man, it is hard being this good at this job.
I'm a teacher. I've had a lot of free time this summer, so I binged Grey's Anatomy all 14 seasons.
What?
Dang.
During summer vacation.
That is a lot.
How old is this binge watcher?
Dang. Okay. Well, if they watched 14 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, then they're probably 14 years older than what I was going to guess in the first place. I'm going to say, and they're a teacher, I'm going to say 33.
33. Monroe? Why are you looking at me?
Anytime.
Are you looking for a tell? I don't know. I mean, you had a moment there. Still just
anytime.
Like, I don't know.
34.
If only.
Oh, she $1'd me, Bob. That's what she was. She was considering whether or not she was going to $1 me.
30. You both went over on that
Dang.
One.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I was debating between 1 or 34. It was a hard choice.
You're a monster.
Let's see. I don't know this. What is the blown away? Oh, it's a glass blower.
Oh, the glass blowing show. My buddy Nick hosts that.
Really?
Yeah. Truly, okay. He was on a season of Big Brother.
So we had a listener who just watched the entire, binged it for a while.
Yeah, I binged all of it too. Deborah.
Really? Was
Deborah,
it good?
She was great. Oh my gosh, John. It's crazy what these people can do with glass.
It's just watching people do art.
Okay, but it's so much more than
that.
Is
it though?
It really is. The whole thing with like the personal stories or whatever, that's not really my jam.
Uh-huh.
But at the end where you get to see their art, it's so crazy what they could just do with glass.
Dude, I cry on the Great British Baking Show.
That's true. I know you're really into that one.
Because people put their heart and soul into this stuff.
Yes. And I really loved Deborah the entire time.
So far, I just got another text saying, John, blown away is the glass blowing competition. It's so good.
It really is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have two now. Close in age. Interesting.
All right.
Interesting.
27.
Monroe, over to you.
28.
Stop it.
You gotta stop doing that. 37.
Oh!
Dang!
Wait, I guess you get a beat. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I get the point.
You got to stop that. You got to...
Why?
You got to be cool.
Why? That's how you play the game.
Got to be cool.
Listen,
man.
Does Bob Barker stand up there? Does Drew Carey stand up there and be like, oh, that's not cool? No, because they're busy playing Plinko.
I'd rather be playing Plinko.
Right!
We'll end on Blue Bloods. Someone just binged Blue Bloods.
That person's got to be 40.
Okay.
$1.
Going with the age of one is what you're saying. Actual age, 35, which means Monroe gets
I was so close, though. I was so close. I hate Price is Right rules. I hate it.
All right, Monroe. Let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
Well, so this is pretty cute. This happened in Wales, England. Police recently got a call because there was a bride who had to be at her wedding, but she was stuck in traffic because of an accident.
Okay.
So her brother called the Wells police and was like, hey, is there anything we can do? Like, she's got to get to her wedding. She's in the car. She's got the dress on.
The poor groom
Everybody's
is waiting.
Waiting.
There.
He's going to think that she's not going to show up.
Starting to have some self-doubt.
What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So police sent a car to escort Katie to her wedding. So Katie had to cross several lanes of traffic. So they had to actually like stop traffic so they could route her out of it.
So they caused more traffic. I just want to make sure I understand here.
They absolutely
That's
did.
What I heard.
That's what I'm hearing as well.
But it was for a great cause. So the officer, but then the officer like turned on his lights. They had sirens. They had the whole thing. And she pulled up, you know, to the chapel with this police escort.
That's a cool way to get there.
Isn't that cool? Although, if you're the groom and you're standing up at the altar and you hear sirens, like, oh no.
Yeah, you see.
Like, she's late, and now I hear sirens.
Like, this is not going to end well.
What's happening?
She's, like, running. There's a cop behind her.
Yeah.
Just start the service!
Let's get to your showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. All right. Kevin Federline. And
yes.
Britney Spears.
K-Fed.
So they've got two boys together, and he was deemed the more suitable parent for a long time, which is absolutely bananas.
I mean, that's saying something right there.
Yeah, when you consider K-Fed the more stable of the two.
Did he have full custody or just majority?
He had majority.
Okay.
But they were kind of sharing 50-50. After she had her residency and she was reestablished kind of in Vegas, she had her boys a lot more often.
Okay.
In fact, she was almost probably the primary caregiver because they were staying with her in Vegas all the time. But that's all coming to an end. Because they have a new custody settlement. But here's the craziest part, though. Britney Spears' dad, is being accused by Kevin Federline of being violent towards one of the boys. So here's basically what happened. Kevin filed a police report on August 25th saying that there was some kind of altercation with Britney and her two sons while they were at Jamie's house. And apparently Jamie broke through a door to get to one of their sons, Sean.
Really?
And then grabbed him and shook him. Mm. Like I think Sean's the 13-year-old. So he broke through a door to grab and shake. Jamie, by the way, not doing so hot as far as I can tell. Like still sick. From the first time he got sick and started to lose the conservatorship over Britney. So That so he broke through and started shaking Britney Spears' son, and that's when Kevin Federline's like, hello, absolutely not. So he's pressing charges against Jamie Spears. Now, Kevin just recently got into a new custody arrangement with Britney where he gets 70% custody of the boys. Britney gets them unsupervised for 30. But from what I can tell, there are sources telling People magazine that it is actually going to be supervised visitation with Britney, especially after this latest altercation.
So this looks through the curtain and says that Britney's not doing well, is what I see with this. Jamie thing away.
Right.
If he's getting 70% to 30.
Yeah.
I see that. I also see him just trying to get more money.
Ooh, you think it's a money play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get more custody, yeah. You get more cash.
You do.
Yeah, you do. So.
And, you know, He's probably not having a stellar career.
Cash flow is down.
I don't know. Maybe so.
She's not doing well.
He sees an opening.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Well, yeah, she's not doing well. Jamie's not doing well. Kevin's not doing well. You know. No one's doing great in this.
For the Spear family.
Obviously, Sean's not doing super well either. His grandpa went crazy, broke through a door, and shook him.
Yeah.
So, People Magazine is claiming that Britney Spears' time is going to be supervised and that the custody agreement is actually more 90-10 than it is 70-30.
Wow.
Yeah. So Britney's going to get a lot less custody. She's going to see her boys a lot less.
That's not going to help it.
No.
Well, and I wonder what kind of custody agreement that they have been able to work out, considering Britney doesn't even have custody of herself. So does that mean under the conservatorship that Jamie Spears actually has custody of the boys?
I don't know, man.
I don't know anything about family law.
Yeah, I don't either. So. I have no idea.
All right, good chat. I'm glad we talked about this. Disney accounted for 42% of the money made at the box office this summer.
I believe it.
Well, what they had, Lion King?
They had Aladdin.
Toy Story.
Avengers is under the Disney umbrella.
Yeah. So it was the summer of Disney, and they made up almost half of all money made at the box office.
I think every movie I saw this summer was it, because even Spider-Man.
Yep.
Far from Home.
Well, half of it.
Yeah,
and now
true.
None of it.
Right, yes.
Because so Disney got
back.
Greedy.
Uh-huh.
So of the $4.31 billion grossed at the box office May through Labor Day, $1.83 billion of that went to Disney.
That is insane.
Isn't that bonkers?
Yes.
I believe it, though. Yeah, and they put out good stuff.
And then they got a Star Wars coming up here in December we're going to all give our money to.
I also feel like movie companies have really kind of given up on the box office and are now moving to streaming. They're like, well, we can't compete with Disney at the box office, so we're just going to keep releasing these movies online.
Tell that to Fox, who lost a lot of money on the X-Men. Film.
Well, now Fox is owned by Disney.
That's true.
So I know that's a weak argument.
It's all owned by Disney.
Yeah. They keep messing up, and then Disney will just slowly buy them all.
Yeah.
Netflix has started releasing episodes of some shows weekly instead of all at once.
Oh, come on.
Netflix,
that's not your brand.
But there's a reason for it, and it makes sense.
Yes, wait for it. Because I actually agree with them, because I am a monster, and if left to my own devices, I will over binge all of the shows.
They give us the message. It's like, dude, are you still watching?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, Judgy McJudgerson, I am still watching.
Yeah.
I had to click that 3 times yesterday. But anyway, so normally they've really stuck to the model of drop it all at once and binge it. But now they're going to release it weekly, starting with the Great British Baking Show.
Oh,
no!
The seventh season, the newest season, will be dropped week by week on Netflix because they want to keep the anticipation of who's getting eliminated alive. And that's part of the problem with binging a reality show is that you miss that. You don't get that element that makes reality shows so good, which is my favorite person going to survive? Is my favorite person going to survive? So I think that's fun.
Also, they say it's to keep your subscription because so many people binge and then just cancel. This way, they might be able to pull another month out of you.
True.
Right. So they're going to start with the Great British Baking Show. It looks like they're going to keep other shows. They're going to start doing it with other shows as well, including Rhythm and Flow, which is a rap competition series featuring T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper as judges. And they're going to release that week by week.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
I'm excited about that. That'll be a really good one. That is a Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Asking you to choose the news this morning. You can pick between Jackson Monroe or myself, and we'll put you into the drawing for tickets to Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay. Jackson, your story is?
A sandwich so good, you'd kill for it.
Monroe?
Are you kidding? I've been waiting 16 seconds.
And I've got Let's Play Hide and IKEA. Let's see. I got to go with Jackson this morning because sandwiches.
Because sandwiches.
Because sandwiches.
Get that.
Yeah, that's fair. One vote is for John because that's my dream date. Always wanted to hide in an IKEA. That's from Brooklyn.
Really? No, because you get lost.
You can't get out of it. Once you go in, there's no way out of
it. And the arrows, you follow the arrows, but then it just leads you to another alleyway.
Arrows make me so upset. I've never done this before, but I'm voting Monroe today.
Oh.
Welcome.
Usually that's something I hear.
Yeah.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing excellent. Go ahead, Tiffany. It's your turn to choose the news.
You know, I'm going to go with Jackson's story.
Woo! Tiffany knows what's good.
Tiffany, I got to tell you, he's all razzle-dazzle, no substance. Are you sure you want that?
Wow!
How dare you!
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tiffany.
All right, Tiffany, we're going to put you in the drawing for tickets as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Voting Monroe because she was advocating running over creepers in alleyways earlier this morning.
That's fair.
Right?
It has nothing to do with my teeth. It has to do with my big feet, my big toes, and running over creepers.
Big toes Monroe. Hello. Can you give a shout out to my dad for being the best? We also have two votes for John, one for Monroe. Love listening to you guys every morning from Elle, but we didn't get your dad's name.
Oh.
Hi, Dad. Jinx.
Jinx, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 7.
Let's go ahead
and anything.
Tally up the votes. Once again, like yesterday, a two-way race.
You're not included. Sorry, you're not welcome.
Slightly in third, I would say.
firmly in third.
And the winner with 43% of the votes is, wait, there's more coming in. Oh.
Wait.
Ooh, it just changed.
What? Who is it?
Huh. Interesting. Do I go with who I was about to say or the last few votes that came in?
Which one is me?
What's your heart?
Because you should just pick me.
It was Monroe. But there was like a flood at the very end.
Anything for the baby. Anything for your baby. Oh, yeah. They came in at the last minute. Oh, my precious angel. Can't bear to lose.
Why the baby?
Oh, my favorite. Do you want to go to lunch, too?
Give it to her. Otherwise, we're never, ever going to hear the end of this.
Monroe! Yeah. Asterix.
I politely...
Yeah, enjoy that sympathy vote.
I politely decline.
Oh.
I will pass my crown to the favorite child.
I'm not going to do
go
this.
Ahead,
tell
Jackson.
Your story.
No,
or
you
else
go.
I quit.
You go right now.
Just go ahead.
Fine.
There's no winning at this point.
Fine. My story comes to us from a drive-through window.
Oh.
In case you ever heard, Popeyes announced last week that their new chicken sandwiches were so popular that they ran out, and they're not sure when they're going to get more.
Everywhere. We passed by a Popeyes on our way to camping this weekend, and I was like, oh, we should go see if they have a sandwich.
Yeah.
But no, they don't.
We didn't. No. Yeah, no, they don't. The parking lot was empty. I'm like, yep, they don't have a sandwich.
They do. No one has the sandwich. They are out. You cannot find a Popeyes chicken sandwich anymore. Mm. They're out until the manufacturer can make more, and they haven't announced when that will be or if it's coming back at all.
Like, how long does it take
to make a chicken
make breaded chicken?
It's like my story from last week where the guy claims that they falsely advertised how many they had, and they intentionally understocked all the restaurants.
They had to
create the buzz because now everyone's freaking out because there are no sandwiches and they don't get to try it. So it was like a marketing ploy is what that guy is arguing, and which I think might hold some weight.
Yeah.
But anyway, however it ended up happening, they don't have any sandwiches. Well, a group of people in Houston must have missed that memo because they went through a Popeyes drive-thru on Monday to order the sandwiches. It was two men, three women in Houston. And the staff says, sorry, we can't sell you any sandwiches. Yeah. We're out. We ain't got no sandwiches. You got to get out of here. The five people decided to get out of their car and started storming the Popeyes.
What?
The manager ran to the front door, locked it real quick because these people were angry. And when he locked the door, one guy whipped out a gun.
Oh, come
on.
They're
serious?
Sandwiches.
Over a sandwich.
A chicken sandwich.
Over a chicken sandwich.
Which, by the way, I watched a video of people taste testing that sandwich versus other ones.
And?
And Chick-fil-A sandwich still won. The better chicken sandwich.
It's OG.
Fine sandwich. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a good sandwich. I'm not arguing that.
So you're gonna storm a restaurant and whip out a gun over a number two sandwich?
Well, maybe it was on Sunday. Sorry, Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
You might have a good sandwich, but you ain't open when I want a chicken good sandwich. Point. All right? So Popeyes, they're getting my business.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. The manager told him that they really didn't have any sandwiches. He's like, dude, you can have your gun out all you want. It doesn't change the fact that we don't have any.
At that point, just get a couple chicken fingers, stack them on a sandwich.
Throw them on a piece of bread.
Yeah. Here you go. Thank you, sir.
You know what? Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, remember that chicken tender place that we went to
down
in Middale?
Oh, Post Malone's place. Yeah.
It's not Post Malone's place.
Yeah, no, Post Malone's place.
It is Post Malone's place.
Mr. Charlie's is what it's called. I'll bet if they slapped their chicken tenders down on some bread and made their own chicken sandwich.
Yes. That sounds good.
Mr. Charlie's, listen, you're welcome to steal that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Anyway, so they said we don't have any. The group took off, and now the cops are trying to track down the guy who pulled the gun on felony aggravated assault charges.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. You can't just brandish a weapon.
Right.
You can't pistol whip someone who told you you can't have a chicken sandwich.
Sometimes you got to hear no.
Otherwise, I would have pistol whipped every Chick-fil-A manager every Sunday because they always tell me I can't have a sandwich. Anyway, that's all I got for you.
All right. Thanks, Jackson.
You're so welcome.
So, Monroe's story, which was the original winner, will be told in the podcast today, as well as mine, which came in just slightly in third. Just right there.
No,
just a few votes right behind Monroe. And you can find our podcast each and every day by searching for The Mix Morning Fix on your podcast directory. We were talking during Choose the News about, again, Popeyes and their chicken sandwich. Popeyes, I'll tell you this.
We've never talked so much about Popeyes before.
Brilliant marketing campaign.
It really is. They're like, all right, listen, we're going to make 6 chicken sandwiches per store.
Right. We're going to advertise it.
Right.
And then we're going to cause mass chaos.
Mass panic.
Yeah.
Well, this is the strongest marketing I've seen for Popeyes since Little Nicky came out, so.
True.
This is pretty solid.
The worst of the Adam Sandler films.
Whoa! Little Nicky was great!
Have you gone
back and rewatched it lately?
There's no way I will ever sit through another hour and a half of Little Nicky.
Little Nicky was Waterboy 2.
I agree.
No, it wasn't.
I'm with Monroe on this one.
Also, Waterboy was fantastic as well.
Waterboy was fantastic.
It doesn't need a sequel.
Exactly.
It's not a sequel. He's the devil's son.
And not very impressive. Anywho, I got a text saying that the Popeyes in Tooele had those chicken sandwiches up until this weekend.
Well, yeah, there aren't very many people in Tooele, so there wasn't that mass panic.
They had a surplus.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
You should have stopped by then on your way camping when you were going through, like, Wyoming or wherever.
Number two sandwich. I watched the video. I watched one video, and now I'm an expert.
Wyoming is in the opposite direction of Tooele.
No, I'm saying, though, another small area, Smallville, USA might have had that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell us who's sponsoring the second date update?
Well, it's not Popeyes, despite what you might suggest.
Okay.
It's Robert J. DeBry. Seriously injured? You need Robert J. DeBry and a Associates. You need Utah's most experienced personal injury law firm. Call today for a free case review.
Back at it, helping your dating life. In fact, Jackson was just showing me a Tinder profile of someone who in every single picture, although in different locations.
Oh yeah, he's in different places. Like here, he's in a coniferous forest.
Uh-huh.
Wearing a blue polo with white stripes.
Yes.
But now here he is against a white wall with blue polo and white stripes.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, wait for it. There he is at Delicate Arch.
Yep.
Wearing a blue polo, white stripes.
White stripes. Yeah.
Here he's just not wearing a shirt, but that was a bold choice. But here he is against a tan wall. Blue polo, white stripes.
Do you think that's on purpose?
Branding, yeah.
Like it's something to stand out from.
It's the Steve Jobs thing, right?
Here he is, shaved head on a bridge, blue polo, white stripes.
I think, yeah, it's got to be just so you'll notice it a little more. Or not. There he is again. Okay.
Blue polo,
cool.
White stripes.
Let's say hi to Byron. Hey, Byron.
Hey, how's it going?
Byron, do you own a blue polo with white stripes?
No, that's not me.
Okay, so that's not you. Nah, okay,
lucky dog.
What's going on, man? Let's hear about your date.
Okay, well, so I guess it's a little different than the normal second dates that I've heard on your show because I never really actually went out on a date with this person.
Okay.
But we like, kind of had a date.
All right, well, kind of walk us through then what your kind of date was like.
Great. So I was at Strawberry over the weekend with a group of friends.
Okay.
And our group ended up hanging out with this other group, and that's where Dawn. Dawn is this woman. So.
Oh, okay. So that's
so we spent the day together, and at the end of the day, she gave me her number, so I called her. But she has not answered the times that I've called. And so I Googled the number to see if it was like a fake number, but it's her number. Her name's there. And
okay.
I did some Instagram stalking too, and
there it
and
is.
So she's in town. Yeah. So, but she's in town, and she doesn't even have a boyfriend. So I don't know what's up.
Okay. Wow, you actually answered all the questions that I was gonna have. Those were my big ones. Like maybe she just
No.
I get what you like. Maybe I thought she was at the lake and she had a boyfriend who wasn't there, and so she gave you her number, but then kind of regretted it afterwards or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was leaning towards.
I've been there before. I've regretted giving my number to a lot of people.
But you're saying like there's no guy in like her photos or any kind of love.
Not that
stuff.
I can see. Unless it's like a secret guy.
Okay, I gotcha. Did she seem into you? I'm just gonna like. Did she seem she seemed like she was having fun
I
with you.
So.
Yeah,
we had a good time. We laughed a lot, both of us.
Cool.
So
lake days are a great day and always fun to meet someone there. Why don't we try to get that number she gave to you and let us try to call her, and we'll see if we have any more luck or if we end up just kind of getting the voicemail as well.
Sweet.
Okay, we will try Dawn next. We actually did try the same number that Dawn gave to you, and we were actually able to get her on. So I'm going to pick up with her, but just kind of listen in and don't say anything, and we'll just see how it goes, okay?
You got it.
Okay. Hey, Dawn, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. My name is John. Jackson's here. Monroe's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes just to be on the radio?
I guess, yeah.
All right, awesome, cool. The reason why I asked that is that our show does this thing called the Second Date Update, where usually if you've gone out on a date and you thought it went well and you want a second date, you call us up and we try to help people work that out. But this isn't actually a date you went out on. This has to do with someone you gave your number to, and that would be Byron.
Uh-huh.
Oh, does not sound impressed by Byron.
Well, Byron, you know, can I ask you, did you give your number to Byron before we get too far and I find out that he found your number somewhere or anything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Can you kind of tell us what happened? Because, you know, Byron's been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, no, I know he's been trying to get in touch with me, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect to hear from a radio show about it.
Yeah. we hear that from time to time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, so I met Byron at the lake, but after meeting him, I honestly never planned on going out with him or anything. I just gave him my number because I didn't want it to be awkward.
Okay.
You know? And I figured that he'd call, and then that would kind of be it.
Like he'd get the hint, like he wouldn't pick up, and he'd be like, oh, I guess it's not going to work out and move on.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel bad, but I'm kind of that person. I just don't like to make someone feel awkward. But when I met him, he was wearing a Speedo.
Oh.
At the lake?
Yeah, the lake. I mean, other people were in trunks or like full clothes, but he was just in a Speedo and like a lot of skin.
Can I ask, is Byron like a big, strong, like a rip guy? Like does a lot of CrossFit?
A Speedo wearer.
Exactly.
No. Let's just say he doesn't have a Speedo body.
Okay.
But, I mean, he didn't seem to mind. It's just not a good look. I'm not really into it.
Oh,
so
man.
The Speedo is wearing him. I get you.
She's just like, just keep looking at his eyes. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. That's good to know, because I think we were missing out on some of that information. And the cool thing is we can also help Byron, because he's been...
the cool thing.
Listening in. Byron.
Hey.
Byron, so you didn't tell us, man, you were wearing a Speedo.
And no, I guess I didn't. I guess I forgot that was an important part of the story.
Yeah, man.
But Dawn, I know that I don't have a Speedo body, so I just did it because it was funny. You know, I thought it was a funny way to start a conversation. And you talked to me, didn't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Sounds like you don't.
Hey, I have a question. A little unscientific poll, and we'll take text at 844-649-1051.
Is unscientific a word?
Yep. It means pretty much you send us text, and I take whatever the majority is, and that is my new belief
in
life.
The popular vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I live.
Mm.
when you go into a grocery store or a store, you said you were at Target yesterday.
Just last night.
Yeah. So you're walking in and you happen to see from like across the store someone you know. Do you go over to acknowledge them?
Oh, no.
Or then do you do everything in your power to try not to run into that person?
Oh, I actively avoid people.
Yeah.
I avoid people that I work with in this building every day. So sometimes I'll pull into the parking lot as someone else that works in this office. I will sit in my car and give them enough time to get inside, use their key card, get up the elevator so that I don't have to talk to them. I don't want to talk to somebody just in my day to day.
No, all of a sudden I just get really interested in the ingredients. That are on this macaroni and cheese. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? That's in there too, huh?
And you kind of turn your back to whatever's going on.
I pretend like I can't quite see it, you know, and so I have to get really, really close and like in my own zone.
But you're still fine with them acknowledging you. You just don't want to start the interaction?
No, I just... So if you make eye contact, it's too late.
If you make eye contact, you're done for. You have to do everything you can to try to not get like a face-to-face interaction. I was at the store and I was going through just to grab one thing, and I saw someone I knew, and I was laughing at myself as I went the longest way possible to get to the item I needed because I saw which way they were going, and I'm like, okay, if I go up aisle three and then I make a hard left over by the Gatorade, then I can make a right over by the cereal and I'll be fine. And like I kind of walk quicker.
Yeah. Do you know what's worse?
You get it.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know. Trust me.
Do you know what's terrible? Like you see each other like right when you walk in, you both make eye contact. Hey, oh hey, oh my gosh, you know, well, good seeing you. And then you go, you guys both go shopping, and then you keep running into each other.
That's why I don't try to say hi.
Yes.
I don't want to do that every aisle where you're like on the opposite, so you keep.
Yeah. Like hey. Oh hey. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's why I just ignore people in the first place.
You feel like you have to make conversation.
Yes.
It's just, man, it's hard being.
And I got to do a stupid joke every time.
I just wear my headphones, man.
Oh, man.
I wear my big over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones everywhere I go.
See, that my go-to is like, well, hey, frozen okra is on sale.
This is why I don't acknowledge people in public. John once told me, this is like years ago, like when I first started on the show, we kind of talked about this, and John was like, I wouldn't acknowledge you in a store. Like, if John ran into me in the store,
I would not.
Yeah.
No.
Which I know is not true because I used to work at a grocery store, and he specifically came in and was like,
Jackson,
where's he at?
Hey, and I'm like, you?
I'm going to be in the break room for a while.
Hey, it's John. I work with you.
I'm like,
no, John.
Dude, that's what my kids. Still, when we go to Trader Joe's, my kids are like, oh, is Jackson working today?
Yeah.
We know Jackson.
I don't work there.
No, they'll still go look for you.
That's hilarious.
Rosina says, I never acknowledge people at stores. Unless it's family, I typically just run off. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I run off especially if it's
so
family.
It's mutual.
All right, let's do a quick poll right now. Just 10 text says it all. I'm just curious, does anyone have any other, like another view than us saying, nope?
Yeah.
I know.
How terrible on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's what I'm trying to find
how
out.
How horrible are we?
Yes, as I was ditching the person yesterday, I'm like, am I a bad person for this or am I just normal? Like, that's what was going through myself at
the time. You know what this started for me is in high school, I keep telling you, like, I was a big loser, right? I didn't talk to anybody. I just got in, got out. And I would start seeing people after we graduated, like, hey, you went to Jordan, you know? And they'd be like, oh, did you?
Oh, that sucks.
And I have to explain myself. Over and over and over again. So now it's just like, oh no.
Now you go with the frozen
okra.
And
I live in the same city where I went to high school.
Yeah.
So now I keep seeing those people. So I'm just like, head down, just get in, get out, go.
When you go to a grocery store and you see someone from across the store that you know, do you acknowledge them or do you try to do everything you can not to run into them? That is the poll question. Turns out we're all bad people. That's what I'm learning from the poll.
I don't think that it's bad then. If it's the majority rule, then it's fine.
Yeah.
I was asking that when you go into a store and you see someone that you know from way across the store, do you go over, do you say hi, or do you do everything in your power to avoid that person through the entire shopping experience?
Like, my cardio is running away from people I know in the store.
You make eye contact, though. You gotta go.
No, if they make eye contact and they acknowledge you, then you're in the tractor beam and you just have to kind of to do with it. Yeah. I agree with Monroe. I think the reason is if I knew it was just going to be once, but I know my luck. And And once I say hi once,
it's every single every time. And then yes. you have to come up with something clever to say every time.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm getting TV dinners. Don't judge me.
Get those. This text says, it does drive my family insane, but I always say hi. I'm unnecessarily friendly. With the grocery store, if it's someone close, I say hi. If it's someone I don't know, I'll avoid completely. I ran into an ex at Walmart while I was with a friend. We made eye contact, and my friend and I actively ran away to avoid him.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what was the worst for me?
Hmm.
10 months pregnant, making the last trip to Costco because I was getting induced the next day.
Okay. Yeah,
I had to go to Costco,
yeah.
But I was sick. I got a cold just before I went in to have the baby. So I'm 180 pounds, uh-huh. Okay? I walk into to Costco, no makeup on, just sick as a dog. There's my ex.
No.
Mm-hmm. I looked at him, and we made eye contact. It was that thing. Uh-huh. And I just did a big sigh, and I'm like, bet you missed this.
That's right. Look what you lost out on. Oh, that's so sad.
And then he looked at me really awkward, like,
so sad.
And then walked away.
Jackson, let's get to the show for his feet, buddy.
Let's do it. All right, she did it. She's climbed all the way to the top. Number one song of the country right now, Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Woo!
She was so sweet yesterday on Instagram. She posted this whole thing about it, about how, you need to believe in yourself, because she never, she never doubted for a moment that this was possible, and she thanked all of her fans, and she's just the best.
Here's Lizzo's Truth Hurts. So this is the song Jackson sang. Is it number one right now?
Yep. And now I'm excited to see, now that she's finally hit number one.
Yeah.
Because she's been pushing that hard. I want to know what the next song is that she's going to release.
Yeah.
Because she's that, believe it or not, Truth Hurts, even though everyone is just now finding out about it, was released 2 years ago.
Who did Lizzo come with that all your friends saw her with?
Florence and the Machine. So she was opening for Florence before she blew up.
Yeah.
And then, so she... I think her next big single is going to be another old one, though. Because the thing is, she didn't get big until her new album dropped, and mm-hmm. her label really pushed the album. And she really pushed the album. Yeah. But then once people started hearing that on the radio a little bit, then they went back to her old stuff and liked it more. So I think we look forward to Good as Hell, if you haven't listened to that one yet.
Really? Okay.
Oh, it's a masterpiece.
Jackson's calling it.
It's a masterpiece.
Also, if you're a new fan of Lizzo's, maybe you're just kind of getting used to who she is. Jackson did an interview with Lizzo up on stage downstairs. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's up on our website at mix1051utah.com.
She's my actual hero. Mm-hmm. I love her. Miley Cyrus is keeping her $250,000 wedding engagement ring.
Why?
I don't know.
No, you give it back.
The thing
is, give it back. If you didn't buy it, just give it back.
Here's the thing, though, is that it doesn't even have all that much sentimental value because she never wore it. She was almost never seen wearing the ring. And it's a yellow diamond. I'd get rid of that as fast as I could.
Why then? What's the point of...
No one's saying.
Okay.
She just is keeping it.
Yeah, I'm keeping the ring. I don't like it when people say that.
Or maybe she offered to give it back and Liam's like, no, it's yours. He doesn't want it back. I know that it was $250,000, but that's nothing to Liam Hemsworth.
I'm fine if that's what it is. I just feel and I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but I do not like the way Miley has handled this breakup.
Yeah, she's done with
she's
it.
She's moved on.
It's like, get that dirt off your shoulder. It's like,
I don't know,
come on.
Though. So she moved in with her girlfriend, and then, they're already talking about marriage, or at least rumor mills going
it's
around
terrible.
That they're talking about getting married. But... here's the thing. If she had not released a song or not said anything about it, we would be pressuring her to say something. And now she is saying something.
Liam's not over there flaunting his dating, in front of the paparazzi.
That is not true.
Well,
not in front of the paparazzi.
There's not pictures of it like there are of Miley.
I agree. I'm with Monroe.
Miley's flaunting.
Are the tabloids as aggressive in Australia? Because that's where he's living now. He's back in Australia. Are the tabloids as aggressive there as they are here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Especially with the Hemsworth.
Yeah.
You think they'd be all over that?
I don't know, man. Whiskey and pills. I'm still on Miley's side here.
I know you are.
No.
Still on Miley's side forever. Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21.
Why?
It's so... Oh, the story's so good.
Yeah.
So they... they were in talks to do a big promotion together. Like, they were going to release a line of Ariana Grande clothing in Forever 21 stores.
Oh, cute.
But at the last deal, at the last minute, the deal fell through. So, like, they wouldn't pay what she wanted them to pay or something like that. But Forever 21 decided to push on with that marketing campaign.
Ooh.
And they hired a girl who looks so much like Ariana Grande.
I actually thought it was still Ariana Grande. When I
was
looking at the photos, I was confused.
Yeah.
Which one was not.
I'm sorry, that's not Ariana Grande?
No, they didn't.
So they used all of the same promotion that her and her company had built, but they just plugged in a new girl in place of Ariana Grande.
Swap it out.
And I would guess it's because they weren't paying what she wanted them to pay for it.
Yeah, they did that to burn her, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
Oh, absolutely. So now she's suing them for $10 million for false perception.
Yeah, I hope
so. So they're like,
it.
You took my brand, my image, and you plastered some other girl on it because you didn't want to pay me what you were going to pay me.
Yeah, Forever 21, though, I guarantee you, on their side, they were trying to keep it. They didn't want to pay her that much because they were trying to keep the prices low.
Keep it all low.
You know, their stuff is cheap. That's what they're known for.
Nah.
Gotta pay.
I know, but Forever
21. It doesn't justify that. But.
Forever 21 makes enough money that they can pay. And also, if you can't pay a star what they're worth, like if you can't pay someone what they are worth, then you don't use that promotion.
Yeah.
You don't push through it anyway. Like, that's slimy.
Mm-hmm.
That's super not cool. Katy Perry, speaking of slimy, is going to be selling her new footwear collection on QVC.
Yeah.
So she will be on between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, September
10th. Ah, how the mighty have fallen.
This is a new thing they're doing. There's a few celebrities
there
now.
There are a lot of celebrities doing it.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's celebrities?
Well, I know, like you know, Keith Urban
Delta
just did it. No. I'm telling you, there's like a high
Delta
list of
Burke.
Artists who are going on and selling their stuff on QVC.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we're cool with it now. I know.
Katy Perry is going to be on QVC.
Right.
Well, this is how artists kind of make money now. Like, because you don't make a lot of money off of album sales anymore. You got to schlep your merch. John and I were just talking. So Taylor Swift got, like, the highest album sales since her last album.
Yeah.
In the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at Target last night, and they're selling the deluxe version of Lover that has, like, her posters and her journal entries and stuff like that. But there are four different versions of it. So you have to buy all four if you want all four exclusive posters and all four exclusive journal entries and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So she is schlepping her merch.
She sold four albums instead of one.
It's one album, but she sold it four times. Yeah. And you know there are Taylor Swift fans out there. Like, it's
collectors.
Not one where you get four friends together and you each buy them and kind of swap them back and forth and share them. No, there are people who are buying Taylor Swift's album four times. Absolutely.
Dang.
No question in my mind.
I know, but Taylor Swift, that's Target and
Ellen
Taylor
DeGeneres.
Swift. That's not QVC.
Ellen DeGeneres has been on QVC.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's the biggest name. Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Nah, she belongs there.
10 years ago, she would have been the biggest star on QVC.
Yeah, the other ones are more like Delta
Burke. Burke, yeah. And that's Katy Perry.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know, man. I think that she is, I think it's going to be a lot more publicity than it is sales, because she could use some good publicity right now.
Right.
There are a lot of allegations swirling.
Yeah.
And Katy, for all her faults, is very personable and very funny. And I think that she can be very charming. So I think that's part of her plan on QVC, is just do some PR damage control, because she's likable.
Yeah.
American Idol hasn't aired yet, so she needs something in the meantime to showcase her dazzling personality.
They are going to dazzle her down on American Idol this season, aren't they?
They're going to have
That's an interesting point, yeah.
We're going to cut that out, okay?
Well, they're going to have to duct tape oven mitts down to her hands.
No.
To keep her hands to herself.
Uh-huh.
It's like when kids are scratching and you want to get them to stop scratching.
I hear it's the other two judges, and then Katy, it's just her face on a TV. She's not actually in the room at
because
the same time.
Because she can't. Stop touching people!
Right.
Stop it! That is the show business.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. You guys want to play a new game?
Yeah.
It's called Which Is Better.
Oh, Which Is Better.
All right. I got a couple different choices here.
Okay.
You can only pick one.
Oh, no.
Chris is way better than Liam.
I've never felt like Liam Hemsworth is even on the same level as
Chris
Hemsworth.
Yeah, can't hold a candle.
The fact that he gets mic time is only because he was married to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He was terrible in Hunger Games.
I'm not going to feed you anything, okay?
Can only pick one.
Okay.
South Park, The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Oh, South Park. Absolutely.
You know, South Park, The Simpsons, or Family Guy. I go Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm The Simpsons. As you know, I've been with them since the beginning.
Y'all are crazy.
And even though it's now become the worst show on TV, I'm sticking with them.
But they're
then.
Still there. It's still going. That's the thing with The Simpsons. Ugh.
But here's the thing with South Park, though. South Park, they've had their bad seasons.
Oh, yeah.
But when they hit, man, it is so good. And even like currently, there are seasons that are still very, very good. The Simpsons got bad, and it stayed bad for the last like 5 or 6 years.
Thank you for only saying 5 or 6 years. It's been a while.
I'm being generous.
Which is better? Pizza, cheeseburgers, tacos.
Pizza. I love pizza day.
Pizza, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know I should be going for tacos.
Right.
But I would pass by a taco. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like you to put your hands together.
Uh-huh.
You got tacos here.
Okay.
You got pizza here.
Right.
Give a nice round of applause to Taco Pizza.
Don't hate it. I told you, my favorite thing at Taco Bell, the Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. But also, Papa Murphy's has a mean taco pizza that they were promoting for a while. Delish.
My number one cheat meal.
Yes.
When I want to be extra bad is a cheeseburger and fries, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you going there for the cheeseburger and fries, or are you going there for the fries and the cheeseburgers coming along for the
ride? I'm going there for the fries. The cheeseburger is the healthy part of the meal.
No, the cheeseburger is like the fun part. It's the opening act. You need both.
Yeah, but no one's sticking around for the opener, John. All right?
They show up late.
Yeah. I avoid the opener most of the time unless it's someone I like.
Which is better? IHOP, Denny's, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
What?
It's a long wait.
IHOP.
It's a long wait, but man, they've got good stuff. IHOP?
IHOP. They just opened a new one by my house, too. I took Liam there last week. It was great. There's like 4 different syrups they have up on the table.
Ugh, no.
They have funfetti pancake nowadays.
Well, the IHOP by your house, though, give it a week. And then when the lint starts collecting on the syrup containers.
Mm-hmm. It was opening week.
Yeah.
So good.
When I worked at a movie theater, I was an assistant manager, and I would sign out passes all the time because we'd have to give out free movie passes for like projector issues or somebody comes up and complains. There was a crying baby in my theater. There were a lot of crying babies in those theaters because I would sign them out. I would take the passes and then I would trade them for free food at Denny's.
Dude.
Me and my friends ate at Denny's like every night from the ages of like 17 to 21.
The thing with Denny's is you can order cheese fries in the morning. You know, like you can get whatever you want. That's the fun part about it.
Plus, the one word, who burrito. The Hoobastank burrito that they promoted.
Not familiar.
Oh.
Not at all.
Big flour tortilla.
Uh-huh.
Chicken strips.
Okay.
Onions.
Go on.
Like the fried, like onion rings all chopped up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce, nacho cheese sauce.
Dude,
roll
no.
it right up. You no. dip that right in some ranch.
I will not.
Oh my gosh.
I will not. Ah,
no. Getting excited just thinking about it.
Which is better? Oreos.
Uh-huh.
Chips Ahoy.
Uh-huh.
Nutter Butter.
Nutter Butter.
Oreos.
Interesting.
You go the classic.
I love
I'm
gonna
Nutter
go with
Nutter Butter.
Both of you go Nutter Butter?
I haven't had one in a while, but they were like my favorite.
You haven't even had one.
Chips
Ahoy, fine. Throw that to the side.
Small potatoes now.
I'm not even gonna.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Oreos, they belong in shakes.
Oreos.
If I want a cookie, I'm going for a Nutter Butter, man.
Yeah, she's making a lot of sense, man.
I don't think she is.
You're out of your mind,
dude. Oreo crust in a pie. Fantastic.
Sure, I'll take that.
The cookie's right. Junk.
Hear me out. Nutter Butter crust. Want a cheesecake? Come on.
Oh my gosh. If you did like a banana filling.
Oh, peanut butter banana pie.
And a lot of whipped cream on the top.
I love
Listen.
It.
Which is better? Fruity Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
Captain Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast.
What? No.
I'm going Cinnamon Toast Crunch as well.
Captain Crunch is too hard. It tears up the roof of my
Captain
mouth.
Captain Crunch has a bad aftertaste. It puts a film in
it
your mouth.
Does.
Yeah, it
does. You're
ruins
right.
It. The first bite, you're like, oh, this will be
original.
Enjoyable.
Original Captain Crunch. Crunch berries? Oh, you gotta eat the Crunch berries, man. Oh, yeah.
True story. I was a taste tester on the Crunch berries.
No
way.
Yeah,
what?
I had
yeah,
you to thank for Crunch berries.
We're gonna hear a Monroe story about taste testing Crunch berries coming up next. It's always fun when you learn something new about a friend that you've had for a while and you feel like you've heard a lot of the normal stories.
We've heard a lot of stories. A
lot of the same stories.
I don't know why you don't lead with this one, though, Monroe.
Monroe, this should have been the first thing you ever said to the two of us.
That I was a taste tester for Captain Crunch Crunchberry.
Yeah. So walk us through the whole experience. Yeah.
Well, I was walking with my mom through a mall, doing some mall shopping, you know. Maybe it was back to school time. I don't remember. When this strange person with a clipboard came up to my mom and asked her if I would be willing to do a taste test for a new cereal.
You specifically, not your mom. They want the kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my mom agreed, and they took me back in this room, and they gave me a bowl of cereal with some Crunch berries in it. And,
so jealous.
And then they showed me cards of Fred Flintstone, and they said, which Fred Flintstone does this cereal make you feel like? And there was like, you know, sad Fred Flintstone. Oh. There was just kind of like normal, meh, Fred Flintstone. And then there was extra happy Fred Flintstone, and I picked that guy.
Yeah, because the Crunch Berries are the best cereal in the world.
Listen, it was free food, though. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a kid, and I was just like, man, this is the best day ever.
And you probably didn't realize at the time what the aftertaste in the film that goes onto your teeth does when you're a
Crunch
kid.
Crunch Berries don't do that.
Dude, don't come at me with your lies, your propaganda towards Crunch Berries.
They're looking you dead in the face, and they're like, which one does it make you feel? What? Am I gonna say, well, your cereal's junk, man?
No,
I'm a kid, and you just gave me sugar. Of course I'm gonna like it.
Right, exactly.
When's the last time you ate a Crunch Berry?
We have.
When's the last time you, not your kids, not your wife, not when did you purchase them, when did you eat a Crunch Berry?
It's been a while.
It's been a while! I rest my case! Crunch Berries are the greatest cereal in the world.
I
like the generic ones. The
you want the so you're not even going with the normal brand. You're going with like the Kroger brand
in the bag. It's got to come in the big bag. They're the best.
What is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm gonna get you a what? Bowl.
Listen, the ones in the bag aren't as hard. They're not as rough on your mouth.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're out of your element.
You said a lot of crazy stuff on the show today, including that Little Nicky was a good Adam Sandler movie.
Great Adam Sandler
but now
movie.
You come at me
I didn't
with
say
this?
Good. I said great.
Do you guys want me to leave? Let me leave the
no,
room
no, no.
so
I
you
want
can
you to stick around,
out,
and I'd like you to be on my side, but if you're going to keep taking John's side, you can
this
GTFO.
This is the really awkward, like,
for
double
once?
Date when the other couple starts fighting, and you're just sitting there like, oh, man, this salmon's really good, isn't it?
Don't worry, John. We'll make up later. Wink.
Help me, Monroe. You know, fashion has gone through a lot of phases, I would say, in the past 50 years. Some good fashion trends, some not-so-good fashion trends.
Shoulder pads.
What was with that? What was the purpose of wanting to look like you had large shoulders?
Right, because all it did was make your necks look smaller.
Yeah.
And like, what? You want broad shoulders?
So a new survey asked people what fashion trends should disappear forever and, quote, never return.
Oh.
What do you think came in at number one on this list?
Mullets.
Yeah.
Really?
Mullets. 43%.
But they're back, man. They're back in a big way.
What was the one that we were talking about the other day? The mullet that's back, but
Billy,
it's like,
from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that. Oh, the one that I had.
He's got like the long, and it's still long on top, but it's not as long as the back.
It's more of a taper.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's like half bowl cut, half mullet.
You know what just dawned on me? You binge watched all of Scream, but you haven't watched season 3 of Stranger Things yet.
No, I'm saving that one.
For what?
I don't know.
For what?
When I got a couple days off.
Billy is great in it. I need you to watch it. All right, what do you think, Jackson? 8 fashion trends that should never return.
That should never return.
Yeah.
Parachute pants.
I kind of like the parachute pants. They're comfy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were so comfy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of making a comeback with dancers.
I don't think so. I'm going to say no. Parachute pants not on this list. Do you guys want to hear them?
Yeah.
At number 8 of the things we don't want to see again, skin tight, metallic body suits and leggings. Back in the 80s, you had those a lot of times,
on
the workout videos.
I love those.
That you would do.
Still sexy.
That's the one thing about, you know, like the Fan X's and stuff like that is you always see that guy in the really tight, like Spider-Man suit, the cheap suit. And you're like, you know, you could wear underwear.
When are we going to start seeing the FanX cosplay? Is that tomorrow we'll start seeing it downtown?
Yeah, for sure, because isn't tomorrow the first day?
Because we work downtown, and as you leave the building, you'll walk by like just a posse of Spider-Men, like all walking
Spider-Man.
By. Or Sailor Moon. There was a Sailor Moon crew one year.
Dude, my friend goes to Sailor Moon every year.
Yeah.
She is a Sailor Moon toy collector. She doesn't want me to admit this, so I'm not going to say her name.
Uh-huh.
But she's collected Sailor Moon toys since she was a kid, and she's got a room. In her last place, she had a full room full of Sailor Moon toys.
Gotta tell you.
Yeah, you definitely... You don't lead with that conversation.
Well, that's the thing. She's like, I don't want people to know that first. It's fine if they know it eventually, but I don't want to ever be known as a Sailor Moon girl. I'm like, I got some bad news for you, honey bunny.
Yeah.
You are the Sailor Moon girl.
Another thing we don't want to see, wearing a skirt over pants. I kind of feel like that's back in style.
I haven't seen it.
I liked the skirt over pants.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about wearing that.
Number six, matching his and her outfits.
Yeah. No.
Man. Wasn't there that couple, I think they were from New Zealand, that dressed the same every single day for 50 years since they were married?
And it's not cute. I mean, what does that say about her husband? Like, dude, man up!
Lately, I've been coming home like once a week, and Jen and I will be wearing the same color scheme. Like a green, like whatever. And I'm like,
well, she buys all your clothes, man.
Yeah, you're right. So I like to think subconsciously, she whispers it in my ear at night also. Wear the green shirt today with jeans. That's what happened. Crocs. You know, you can hate Crocs all you want. Crocs are the most comfortable.
They're the best beach shoes.
They're the best, yeah. And if you're traveling, put on some Crocs.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
You can take them off while you're driving. And
all right. Well, here's the thing, though. Everyone wants Crocs to die, but I feel like they're only getting more and more trendy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it started as a joke. We were like, ha-ha, aren't they ugly? Look at me. And then everyone slowly eased into them, and now they're serious.
Uh-huh. It's like sometimes when you used to make fun of, like, a saying... And all of a sudden, you started using it as your own.
It's every day. So these kids on Instagram that use all this Instagram slang, and I start using it ironically, and then it just burrows its way into my vocabulary, and now I'm a monster too.
Here we are. Velour tracksuits.
Oh.
Aren't they soft, like when you touch them? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah. Like I don't
velour?
Like the feel of them.
No. Okay.
But the only person that should still be wearing a tracksuit is Missy Elliott. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Missy Elliott's okay. And maybe a mob boss or two.
Underwear as outerwear. That was a thing. We used to wear underwear on the outside. I guess so. Maybe back in like the 80s.
Just walking around in just underwear.
No, that should never be okay.
Oh, well, you haven't gotten
it's
to enough
It's my
clubs.
Outerwear.
80s style puffball skirts.
What I don't does know that mean?
Monroe?
Puffball.
80s style puffball skirt. Is that like a tutu?
Just say tutu then.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What do you want from me? I'm not a fashionista.
No, listen, I don't know what this is either, and I like your explanation more.
Hold on a second.
You're actually going to Google it?
Yes, it deserves the time.
Anyway, Monroe, honey, how are you doing?
Skirts.
I'm good. You know, I'm just talking about this.
I wish this break was over.
I'm kind of close.
What?
Kind of.
Is it a tutu?
It's a tutu.
I mean,
get over here. Yeah. Coming over and tell everyone how. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's a tutu.
It's a tutu.
All right.
Boom. I want to wish the two of you a very happy Bay Day. Bless you, Monroe.
Bay Day.
Bay
Day. Like May Day?
Happy Bay Day. Yeah, there's May Day that's out there.
Bay, like my bay. You're my bay.
Queen
Before
Bay.
Anyone else.
Queen Bay, man.
Beyonce Day?
Beyonce.
Why is it Beyonce Day? Is it because it's her birthday?
It's her birthday.
What?
How old is Beyonce today?
I don't want to make all the bay I'm mad, so I'm going to say 25.
25?
That is incorrect.
Jackson, how old is Beyonce?
I don't know. She's like 33, right?
38.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense. She was big like 30 years ago.
What is Beyonce's middle name? Solange, Giselle, Desire, Celestine.
What's the first one?
Solange.
A lot. No, that's her sister.
Suck. That's her sister's name.
What's number two?
Giselle.
I'm going to say Giselle.
I'll go with number four.
It's Giselle. Yeah. Beyonce rose to fame in the late 90s as the lead singer of what R&B girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Say my name.
No one is around name you. One other singer.
Michelle Williams.
Really? You didn't go Kelly Rowland?
No, no one goes Kelly Rowland. Not even Kelly Rowland goes Kelly Rowland.
I would go Kelly Rowland.
She dated Nelly forever.
To me, I would go Kelly before Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Kelly's much classier than Michelle Williams.
Yeah, but the problem is that they both took such a backseat to Beyonce anyway. Also, Michelle Williams is just the first one that popped into my head. I don't know what to tell you.
Let's see. Beyonce made her big screen debut in what movie?
Austin Powers, Goldfinger.
Oh, I knew that one.
Goldmember.
There you go. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Extra
Foxy
credit.
Cleopatra.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Oh, man.
I love Foxy Cleopatra.
Her acting in that movie, too, is terrible.
Here's the thing. To everyone else right now, she's Queen Bee. She's Queen Bey. To me, she will always be Foxy Cleopatra.
Foxy Cleopatra.
She was fabulous.
I'm the same way. That's where I fell in love with Beyonce.
Absolutely.
When she played Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah, she was stunning in that movie.
She really was.
That movie was great.
Even before Dreamgirls.
Yeah. What was the name of Beyonce's solo debut album?
Crazy in Love?
No. Close. You're so close. It's not Crazy in Love.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, what was that album called?
It's Something in Love.
I don't know.
Dangerously in Love.
Dangerously.
Oh, I knew that. In Love. Dang it.
Selling 317,000 copies in its first week.
Wild.
Who did Beyonce marry in 2008?
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Ugliest man in the world.
2008 they married?
2008,
really?
I know.
That's late. They've been together for much longer than that, haven't they?
I want to say...
Well, they were together longer. They had been like secretly dating on and off since they did Crazy in Love.
She's really the only person that she's been like attached... Like, he's the only one she was like really ever attached to, right?
Yeah. As far as I know.
I can't think of anyone else. And finally, who was the manager of Destiny's Child?
Their mom, their dad.
Yeah.
It was their dad, and the mom made the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right. Matthew Knowles.
Great work.
Yeah, Monroe. Knows her. Happy Bay Day to Monroe.
Happy Bay Day, honey. Yeah.
Fandango polled more than 1,000 movie fans and asked them which movies they were most excited to see in theaters this fall.
Ooh.
A lot of big movies coming out.
Star Wars.
No.
Are you serious?
Not even.
The second one wasn't that bad.
In the top 10.
I'll tell you what.
I like the second one. I thought it was good.
No, when he was like milking the thing.
I did not hate.
Why? That's disgusting.
I did not hate the second one the way that a lot of people did.
Artistically, I loved the scene with the ships coming across the desert with the red. That was a really cool scene. The whole thing. The second half was great. The first half, I was like so awkward.
I was going to say, because there's twists at the end that are, I think, pretty big.
And then like they're talking inside each other's head. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is awkward.
I did see the trailer for the newest Star Wars when I went and saw Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Carrie Fisher in it. I was just like, oh, Carrie.
Yeah,
she's still
there. I know. And that was another awkward thing in the second one.
That was a terrible part of the movie.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
And why couldn't you just end it there?
So Star Wars, not making the top 10.
I know it is.
By the way, Scary Stories.
Yeah.
I was in the kids section at the library yesterday, and they were all there.
Yeah.
I thought they were more like middle school.
No, they're kids books.
They're kids?
Mm-hmm. Our elementary librarian sat us all down in the Kiva every October and read us those terrifying stories.
But you said like the movie is so not.
The movie's so scary.
Isn't that weird? All right, what do you think's on there?
It Chapter 2.
Number 1.
It Chapter 2.
Number 1.
Is it really?
Number 1. People are expecting It Chapter 2 to make $100 million in opening weekend.
I believe that.
I hope that it's way better than the second half of the original It.
With Tim Curry?
With Tim Curry, you're talking
about. When I was a kid.
The second DVD, or the second VHS?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I watched the first VHS.
Yep.
And forevermore, I would not go to the bathroom because the vent was right by the toilet. And I would put the rug over the vent because I was so terrified.
Storm drains still scare me.
Then, I never dared to watch the second part.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be that much scarier. Finally, I grew up and I watched the second part and I was like, what?
But all that was covered in the first It.
This is lame.
That was all covered, though, in It Chapter 1. So It Chapter 2 is a brand new story where they're going.
Really?
Yeah, they're coming back again.
But isn't that in the book?
I thought that's in... No, I don't know.
That's in the book.
It's in the book?
In the book, they switch between kids and adults. I haven't read the book, but I have been assured.
Gotcha.
This is still source material.
All I know is the trailer with the old lady.
So scary.
Is the best
trailer.
And Bill
Hader is a treasure. You know what? So is Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
So.
What else do you think is on this list of the most anticipated fall movies and performances?
I'm trying to think of what kids' movies are coming out.
Ooh, there's a big one. No?
Is Frozen
there
coming
it is.
Out?
Frozen in November. Frozen 2.
I am excited.
I'm not. I think they're going to ruin it. Yeah, I do. There's too much pressure.
I don't think they would have done it if it wasn't
I agree with that.
I think they would have saved it for their streaming. If it wasn't great, I think it's going to be better than the first one.
Monroe calling it.
I didn't like the first one the first time I saw it. It took me a few viewings.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really didn't. I thought it was jumbled. I didn't think it made a lot of sense. Olaf did an act of true love from the moment he met them, yet that didn't count as an act of true love. There's a little plot hole there for you.
But it wasn't true love.
It was true love. It was absolutely true love. No. He was melting for her. That's true love. Lawyered.
I was in that theater watching Elsa build her ice castle to the Let It Go song.
Yes.
With my daughter.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I teared up. I was this is magical.
It was great.
At number 10, Ad Astra.
Okay.
I have not seen a trailer for it. Turns out
that's the Brad Pitt one.
Brad Pitt space movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I am excited to see his return.
Number 9, something we watched together, Charlie's Angels.
I can't wait for that one. That'll be fun.
I was not excited with the cast, but then we watched the trailer and it looked really good.
I'm hopeful.
A smiling Kristen Stewart.
She looks great.
Downton Abbey, number 8. Again, I know we have a lot of listeners who like Downton Abbey.
I love Downton Abbey.
And Monroe, I've never seen an episode. Number 7, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. He's going to rock that movie.
Number 6, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Ooh, Angie.
Really? The trailer looks on there in terrible. Star Wars, isn't
it? Yeah. Maleficent was a big deal, I know, as a movie, but I didn't like the trailer.
Wasn't the whole point of Maleficent, though, that she turned good? Yes. So is she just evil now again?
She gets angry at something and turns evil. That's what I don't like about it. I thought it wrapped up nicely. We didn't need a sequel.
I mean, I get it. I go through mood swings like that, too, all the time.
Number 5, Zombieland Double Tap.
Yeah!
I love the first Zombieland movie.
Me too. Ugh. They're brilliant. And I'm so glad Emma Stone is in something again because I haven't seen her in a while.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
Yes, it looks great. It looks really... Abigail Breslin is like 40 now.
I know!
She looks... Yeah, like when I was in high school, early teenage or late teenage years... Abigail Breslin was like the child star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now she's like an adult. It's crazy.
And she still looks the same.
Number 4, Terminator Dark Fate. This looks really good. It brings back Linda Hamilton and
Linda
Schwarzenegger's back. I want to see it. Number 3 was Frozen 2. Number 2, a movie I don't understand why people are excited about, Joker. And I can't help but think people are excited about it because of Heath Ledger and what he did with it way back when.
It got an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
And number 1, It, Chapter 2. I got a nice pocket full of sunshine for you, Monroe, to end your day and kind of think about. There's a 30-year-old guy in England who figured out how to do a big, elaborate proposal without doing a big, elaborate proposal. Here's what he did. He got an engagement ring for his girlfriend, Callie, then took pictures for a month of him proposing to her without her realizing it.
Oh, that's so cute.
So it's stuff like where she'd be cleaning in the house and he would just be like on his knee with the ring when her back is turned, like for a whole month, like different things that she was going on in life, and it's him proposing, but she has no clue about it. So then when he actually proposed, he showed her all of the times he had actually like proposed to her ahead of time.
Staged. I'm going to ruin it.
No.
Yeah, because how else could he take those pictures?
It's easy.
Was it like selfies?
Yeah.
Was he doing selfies with them?
Nowadays, that's what you do. You just click, click. You're not buying in true love.
Is it true love?
It's true love. Yeah, you cried during the Frozen Elsa, but you're not going to give me this story.
That was magical. Are you kidding? She was letting it go. Like, she didn't care. She couldn't hold it back anymore.
She was just going to go live on her own as a strong, independent woman. And I've never felt more represented in a Disney movie before.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Are you ready for your amazing fact of the day?
Did you know that every sea in Pacific Ocean, and there's 3 of them, is pronounced differently?
Huh.
Fun fact.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, C. Huh. Very diverse.
There it is.
Great job, C. Yeah.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, final thoughts.
Go listen to the podcast. I mean, we did a lot better stuff than Pacific Ocean earlier today.
Wow.
Pacific Ocean was a fun fact.
You know what? It was a fun fact.
I take it back. That's my baby. Who's the favorite now?
Did you know that medium rare hamburgers are illegal in Canada?
Really?
Restaurants have to cook their meat at 160 degrees Fahrenheit or more, and a medium rare burger is actually 145.
Well, that was a heck of a fun fact, John.
I want to go live in Canada.
I swear. It's about the crunch berries all over again, isn't it?
I'm still mad about it.
Yeah, you guys got in some big heated arguments today.
When you listen to the podcast and you put it on the headphones.
Well,
the podcast be jumping.
Your heart wasn't in it.
It really wasn't.
That's for sure.
I was just reading a story that made me sad.
Okay.
I was telling you guys before we started recording, Ezekiel Elliott, we don't do sports on our show.
That really affected
it
you,
pissed
huh?
pissed me off. He's a bad person. He got a big payday.
Well, are you going to pick him on your fantasy football league?
Yeah, probably. Okay. All right, let's get to our podcast extras. Let's make it jumping.
John, I don't know why you bring up sports in front of us.
I know. I really don't. I know.
You get disappointed every time. You're setting yourself up for failure. We are never going to help you identify with these issues.
Show me the color of the teams in flashcards, and I'll pick my favorite. That's as close as I'm going to get to sports. Or pictures of Tom Brady in those tight football pants. You know what I'm saying? Like those football pants. They make
you find Tom Brady
good.
Attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
He's not even so you handsome. Would say no.
I mean, I find Aaron Rodgers more handsome.
Yeah.
I'm a big
Do
fan
you
of
really?
Oh, I love Aaron Rodgers.
No. Tom Brady's got the, the winning.
The bravado.
Musk to him, I guess.
He's got
you know?
A musk.
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want Aaron Rodgers' face.
Like, I'm a winner. He's got, like, that Gaston thing going on. Like, yeah, I'm the best. Like it.
I don't know. To me, he seems like sort of a weasel. Like, you think he's got a Gaston personality? I think he's just sort of weaselly.
This is why I don't do sports. Talk.
Gaston was weaselly.
This is exactly why.
I don't know what his passing yards are, but I can tell you that he looks like a weasel.
All right, Benoit, what was your story?
The story that actually won today?
Yeah, story that won, and then the last minute lost out.
I told you to tell it on air.
I didn't want to. At that point, I'm like, whatever. I know my place.
There's no place.
So it turns out we are less patient as humans than we've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
0% surprising, but there's a new study out there. 3/4 of people think it's because modern technology has ruined our ability to wait for anything.
Don't they say that about us? Like our generation because of just advertising and TV and... We don't have a sense of patience.
Also, just the American lifestyle.
Yeah.
Also, because have you been to a different country? Or when I was in Hawaii, I'm like, everybody walks so slow here. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you talking to that cashier right now? Because we don't do that, okay? You get in, you get out.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so what do you think some of the things that we're most impatient waiting for are?
When there's buffering. On a web page or a show you're streaming is buffering,
yes.
Nothing fills me with more rage.
Number one and number two. Waiting for a website to load. If it doesn't load within 16 seconds, we will lose it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
16. And you think
I feel like 16 seconds is even long.
I know, right? If it doesn't immediately pull up, I'm like, seriously?
Oh, the internet.
Really? Yeah. Number two is waiting for a movie or TV to start streaming.
Yep.
We'll wait 22 seconds after that. Dude, if it takes 22 seconds to load, I'm onto a different
show. Something is wrong with that show.
Or my
internet connection or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm already restarting the router.
I'm already unplugging things.
Yeah.
Nope.
Number three, waiting for a traffic light to change. We will start to lose it.
Yeah.
After how long?
With the traffic light, I get there. Kind of turn around. 15 seconds, I'm gone. I'm done.
Yeah, 20, I'm going to say.
25 seconds.
20, yeah, okay.
25 seconds till we lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, there is going to be a crime happening at 4th South and West Temple. That red light, it's red when I get there, and it's red forever. And it stays red to the point where people just start going anyway.
I know that exact light. And then you watch, if you watch the little pedestrian sign, because then you can kind of tell when it's going to change. It starts at, 25. It starts the countdown at 25 seconds.
But it's a little walking guy forever. And one time I sat there, and a little walking guy was up, and then it counted down from 25, and then it went back to the little walking guy.
You're talking in the morning? It's like this for
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me tell you what you do.
I run the red light.
Absolutely.
That's what everyone ends up doing.
Yeah. Okay.
25 seconds.
Yeah. But there's no point. There's no reason for that light to be that long.
It's not.
I'll make sure we're all on the same page on
that. Number four, waiting for a line to start moving. Number five, waiting to get a drink at a bar. This is 7 minutes. People wait 7 minutes. There's no way. If that bartender does not make eye contact with me and say just a minute, I get so upset. I'll start waving my hand.
I don't know. I'm pretty forgiving at the bar.
It depends on where I am in the night.
Everyone there has they've had a rough week just like me, you know?
We all need it.
We all need it. But usually lately there are multiple bars inside. So you can go to a different section, like the upstairs or the patio or whatever.
But you know what? Lines actually is a big one for me. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons why I don't take my kids to the amusement park enough. Is because I don't want to wait in lines.
Yeah, I hate lines.
Dude, every time we go to a carnival or something, Ella wants to get her face painted.
Oh.
Or she wants to get the balloon animals. And both of them have the longest lines.
I know.
And so I don't let her do it ever. I never let her do it.
The best thing that ever happened to me was we went to Jurassic Quest, that one place, dinosaurs and stuff, that traveling show. They have a service where you sign in for a number on your phone. So you go to the website, you sign in for a number, and then it buzzes you when you're like, okay, 10 more people in line, 5 more people in line, and then you just go hop in line. So you're standing in line technically on an EQ, and then you can go through and just check out the rest of the park while you're waiting in line for face painting.
That's how you do it.
They do that for Santa.
Yeah.
Over at City Creek.
Brilliant.
It's the best thing
in the world. It's so nice.
Yeah. Totally. Waiting for a completely dead phone to turn on once you plug it in.
Oh,
how long does that take?
It takes forever.
I don't understand why. I just gave you power. You are plugged into the wall. There is no reason why you can't turn on right now. Oh, waiting for our luggage to show up after a flight. That's why I do carry-on. Mm-hmm. Waiting for food to arrive at a restaurant. Waiting for someone to respond to an important email. And then waiting for a refund for something we returned online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are bad people.
I know, right?
We're just terrible people.
I will lose it on you if I have to stand here
over
for 2 seconds.
Things? That's pathetic.
I don't think that's anything new, though. I know they say that it's a new thing, but I've worked with some old people, and let me tell you, they are mean, and they want things done on their time to their specifications, and if it doesn't, you're never going to hear the end. I get it, Brenda. It was. I get it. You're mad about something. I will get to you in just a minute.
Right, and then she'll finally give up and start writing the check, but then she'll add a couple points in between. Like, she'll fill out half of the name, you know, like Kroger. Oh, and another thing. And then she has to stop, and then she'll go back, and she'll write
Brenda.
In the price. Just fill out the check. Just leave.
Get out of my store.
Hey, so Scotland police were recently called to an IKEA after thousands of people played a game of hide and seek within the store.
That's so fun.
They can't get us all.
Now, the game
they can't stop us all.
A rage ahead of time on Facebook, much like Storm Area 51. Many IKEA locations banned games from their stores after people were caught hiding in fridges, under beds, and inside shopping bags.
That's fun.
Who's it?
I would assume someone.
The officers?
That'd be pretty funny. IKEA security.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that it's one of those games where everyone's hiding, and then when you find someone, then they're it too. So you can split. So then one person finds a person, now there's two. Then they find a person, now there's three or four.
I would
love. So fun.
I bet it's like the unknowing customer. So they're like doing a video or something, and then they open up a toy box, and you're like, woohoo, surprise!
Ooh.
And then, you know.
That's how you do
it. Hi, family.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.